The following hour is brought to you by MidasResources.com. Call Midas today to protect your future at 1-800-686-2237.
Gentlemen, welcome to America's Auto Enthusiast Program. This is Auto World. And now, here's your host, Bob Long.
Welcome, everybody. Thank you very much for joining us. In this hour of the broadcast, we're going to be telling you all about one of the more unique car clubs in all of the world. That's right, we're going to be telling you about the Television Motion Picture Car Club with its president and founder. But before that, we're going to finish up with our very special guest from the previous hour of the broadcast, the author of a wonderful new book from Motorbooks. It's called Dodge 100 Years, and the author is the great Matt DiLorenzo. And Matt, it's been a real pleasure having you here on the broadcast. This is a great book, and as I said, I'm going to feature it on my Auto World Radio website. Upcoming in the month of July is the featured book of the month, and hopefully maybe sometime during the month of July we can get you back on and do another program and have a little bit more fun.
Bob, I'd love to, and I appreciate you having me on and promoting the book. That's terrific. Thank
you. Excellent. Thank you. Say hello to everybody at Kelley Blue Book, including Jack Nerad, for me.
Okay, will do, Bob.
All right, thank you. We move from one great car guy, Matt DiLorenzo, to another great car guy. His name is Ken Latka, the president and founder of the Television Motion Picture Car Club, who have a gigantic and amazing event coming up on July 4th. We're going to tell you about that, but let's welcome the man himself, Mr. Ken Latka. Ken, welcome to the broadcast. How are you doing?
Doing well, Bob. Thanks for having me. How are you today?
I'm doing fine. Thank you so much. We're talking about Dodges in the first hour with this new book that just has been released about the 100-year history of Dodge, and certainly when you look back at all the great Dodges of the last 100 years and all the great performance cars, the Vipers and the Challengers and the Chargers. There are an awful lot of great ones to choose from. How about yourself? Have you ever owned a Dodge or Mopar product in your lifetime?
No, I've kind of been a Chevy and Ford guy. Not that Dodges or Plymouths have not been on my list. I do have a wish list for a 70 Hemi Cuda down the road. I have test-driven the Challenger SRT8s, which are just a lot of fun.
Yep.
You can get real loose with that real quick, and that, to me, is just tons of fun. You probably know more than I do. Are we going to be getting a new Cuda out of the Chrysler Group in the next couple of years? Do you know by chance?
Well, they're keeping it kind of secret. I mean, the big news for 2015 on the Challenger front, I don't know if you're up to speed on this one, but they're going to have two different models of the Challenger SRT. They're going to have the base one with 10 additional ponies, so it'll be 485 horsepower, 485 pound-feet of torque, but then they're going to have another model, which they're going to call the Hellcat, which is going to offer a supercharged 6.2-liter Hemi V8 engine, which is going to put out in excess of 600 horsepower. They're going to officially tell us the numbers sometime, supposedly during the month of July, and sources within my inner group tell me that it's going to come in closer to the 700 horsepower mark and surpass the Viper, and it will be available with either a 6-speed manual or the 8-speed automatic transmission. So that's going to be one quick car in a straight line.
All right, that's definitely something I'm going to need to test drive. And I love how the manufacturers are strapping superchargers on everything. It's just friggin' go, 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 and I got to love that. I know you do, too.
Absolutely. But down the road, I wouldn't be surprised when the present day Challenger goes away a few years down the road, we may see the return of the CUDA name, and we may see a Barracuda. I would almost bet on it, Ken, to be honest with you here. Let's go back to your first car. What was your first car? I believe you bought it from your mom.
Yeah, gosh darn. Either you've got some really good notes on me or a really good memory. Yes, absolutely correct. I had purchased a 1968 Chevrolet Nova from my mom, and that had an inline six, and yeah, that wasn't quite enough. So unbeknownst to her down the road, it replaced that with a big block rat motor, and that was all kinds of fun. So that's kind of how I started out. You get something with a little mouse engine in it, and you just kind of move it on up. And in the case of the inline six, it was great for gas mileage, but back then we were paying, what, 25 cents a gallon? So we really didn't care. You could fill up your tank back then for about, $3 or $4, I think, which is the cost of a gallon now.
Isn't that true? Absolutely.
Yeah, very much so. I wish we could go back to those days, but, of course, then we'd have cars that didn't handle quite as well as they do now, but we would have cheaper fuel.
That's true. Let's talk about some of the other really cool cars that you've owned, and you've owned a lot in your day. You owned a 1968 Mustang with a NASCAR race engine. Number one, where did you ever get this vehicle? And tell us a little bit about the driving excitement about how this vehicle performed on the road.
Well, as if the rat motor in the Nova wasn't enough, when I got rid of that, I had a friend who had, his dad had connections with NASCAR. And I know they're extremely protective of the engine technology now. I'm not sure how secure things were back in the day, but somehow this father had acquired for his son at the time a NASCAR engine that was putting out a couple hundred more horsepower than what my Nova had. And when it came time where he was deciding to sell it, he asked me first, and I jumped on it, and I had so much fun with that car. That was the only thing I had that was street legal that would stand the front end in the air on launch. The front end had come up about 18 inches to 2 feet. And if you get somebody to challenge you on the street back then, they pretty much shut down as soon as they saw the center hub of your wheel up about the height of their front fender. So that was a lot of fun. I went through a lot of transmissions, and I went through a lot of tires with that car.
I can imagine. That must have been lots of fun. And over the years, you've owned some other great vehicles, all kinds of collectibles here. Buick Grand National. I bet you still sometimes wish you had that one, because those are appreciating in value like crazy. A 96 Impala Super Sport, and back in the 90s, that was quite a fast ride and quite a cool one with its Corvette LT1 engine. You also owned, speaking of Corvettes, a very cool Cadillac produced in limited numbers right alongside the Corvette in Bowling Green, the XLR. All great cars there, Ken. And I believe the last time we visited with you, you had a track car, which is a 2009 BMW M3, and that's the one with the 414 horsepower V8 engine, and we'll never see an M3 with a V8 ever again.
With the mileage I'm getting, I really doubt it. it goes through the fuel, but it's fun. But in these days of BMW going to turbocharge this, turbocharged fours, turbocharged sixes, I don't ever think we'll see a V8 in an M or in a 3 Series ever again.
No.
But yeah, I finally, after all those years of Chevys and Fords, it decided to go to the dark side, if you will. Some of the guys in the club, at least, say I've gone to the dark side with BMWs. But once they've driven the car, they realize, as I did, that they really, really are excellent handling cars. The steering's extremely precise. It's just a really well-built vehicle. So it makes for a great track car.
Oh, definitely. Do you have the dual-clutch gearbox?
Oh, yes, I do.
Oh, you're a man after my own heart. When we come back on the other side, we're going to tell you all about the Television Motion Picture Car Club. Don't go away.
9 miles east of the highway, hot sparks UnseenNow.com, proud sponsor of GCN. Unseen Now's unparalleled encryption tools keep your communications secure. GCN.
This is a referral service. Calls will be routed to an independent referral insurance agency.
Do you know the number one cause of bankruptcy? No, it's not losing your job or running up credit card debt. It's not even divorce. It's medical costs. If you and your family don't have health insurance, just one serious illness or accident could be financially devastating. But now there's good news. Really good news. A health insurance hotline has been established to provide health insurance for all Americans, even uninsured Americans with pre-existing conditions. Now anyone can get health insurance even if you have a pre-existing medical condition. I repeat, now anyone can get health insurance coverage. Call now for a free no-obligation quote on affordable health plans available to you. Again, this is a free hotline for anyone, even if you have pre-existing conditions. Protect you and your family from sudden unexpected medical costs. Call the Health Insurance Helpline right now for a free quote at 1-800-719-5090. That's 1-800-719-5090. Call 1-800-719-5090.
Hi, John Huebner from Midas Resources. Are you tired of watching your hard-earned assets dwindle away? As government spending is out of hand and the Federal Reserve is creating in excess of $20 billion a week, are you tired of stockbrokers gambling away your hard-earned money? Is this market a setup for a crash greater than 1987? Too many of today's policies resemble those that led to the collapse of 1929. This is John Huebner, and that was me in 2007. And we all know what happened when the subprime credit bubble burst. By March 2009, the dollar lost 50% of its value. The entire U.S. banking system was on the verge of collapsing. Like all financial problems of the past, is history about to repeat itself? Call me, John Huebner, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 129, before it's too late to protect yourself. Will the oncoming catastrophe take all private IRAs, 401ks with it? There is a way to protect your hard-earned assets. Call me, John Huebner, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 129.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. If you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
There are many things the human body can do very well, but maintaining the proper pH level isn't always one of them. That's where AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops can make a world of difference. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps your body do what's natural. Just a few drops a day helps rid your body of harmful waste and acid while promoting health and restoring vibrance and energy. Alkalizing boosts your immune system and can help fight headaches, irritability, cramping, and insomnia. Alkalizing also helps the body fight depression and even bone loss. To learn more about the importance of alkalizing and how you can find life-changing and vital balance, please visit AlkaVision's brand new website at AlkaVision.com. Same great products, but now easier to use and more informative than ever before. To get your very own plasma pH drops for just $29.95, call 800-518-7615 or visit AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Alkalize your body and supercharge your health at the new AlkaVision.com.
And now, back to the show with the highest octane, Auto World, and your host, Bob Long.
Welcome back, everybody. Thank you so much for joining us here on Auto World. We're having all kinds of fun telling you all about this wonderful club. It's the Television and Motion Picture Car Club. Ken Latka, the president and founder, is with us, true car guy. And Ken, let's go back to the beginning. What year was the club officially founded?
That was back in 2009. Oh, so this is our fifth anniversary.
Excellent. And you've already got some really cool pictures up on Facebook of the big event coming up on July 4th. Tell our listeners all across North America about that.
Well, there's this really cool event that the president of the studio where it's held at CBS Studio Center in Studio City, California, just happens to be one of our members. And, just a few months after I founded the club, he thought it might be a good idea to incorporate the club with this fireworks festival that they have every year. So we went out as a test bed with roughly 30 cars. He put us inside a soundstage that first year. And so we were in air-conditioned comfort while it was probably 95 to 100 degrees outside. And it was just kind of a test that went really, really well. And we've expanded on it since. And now we have, we kind of limit it to 70 vehicles now, just so we've got room to move around, because we're using five smaller parking lots around one of the sound stages for the show. And then we also fire up vintage Top Fuel dragsters, some altered cars and things like that. And then there's Indy cars. If people buy a raffle ticket, they can sit in the Indy car and take pictures, and then that raffle ticket makes them eligible to sit in one of the Top Fuel cars if they're the winning ticket that's drawn, and then we light up the car with them in it. So it's a lot of fun. It's really expanded, and it's just all sorts of vehicles from classics going back to the 20s all the way up to the present day. Certainly lots of muscle from the 60s and 70s. A lot of your listeners have probably heard of Gary Wales, who is a West Coast car builder. He usually works with really big steel, and you've seen him sell some of his cars at the Barrett Jackson auction. So anyway, Gary brings one of his beasts every year. We're supposed to have Monster Transmission coming out this year from Florida. They're one of our club sponsors. And we even have Crocker Motorcycle coming out this year. They're going to bring a one of the, I think it's a 43 Crocker big tank, and then they're bringing a 1929 Indian. So there's going to be bikes and cars and massive trucks out of Whale Shop, and oh, gosh knows what else. There's just a ton of stuff.
That's great. Yeah, Gary Wales has been on the program before, and lots of folks call him the Prince of Wales or the King of Wales, and certainly he just builds some spectacular big vehicles. And I know Jay Leno has featured some of his vehicles on his Jay Leno's Garage website. He's a very unique gentleman, to say the least. Let's talk a little bit about this synergy between automobiles and movie stars, the entertainment industry, and automobiles. It really goes back to the very, very early days of Hollywood.
Yeah, I think we even have on our website, it's been a while since I've actually visited the site, shame on me, but I think we actually mentioned how this started way, way, way back, probably even earlier than the Keystone Cops chase sequences. Those were silent features that were done back in the day, And certainly I remember seeing reruns of those on television and just all this death-defying stuff that they would do with automobiles. But yes, it goes back to the earliest days. And then, of course, you have your Hollywood celebrities that have the means, let's say, to be able to afford all the cool stuff that's out there that's on four wheels or two, for that matter. But you had people even like Charlie Chaplin that were into cars, and Gene Harlow, and oh gosh, I mean, the list goes on and on. It, as you probably well know, you know, Gary Cooper and Clark Gable, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera.
Oh, absolutely. When you think about all the great names, like you say, folks like, you know, James Dean, of course, Steve McQueen, Paul Newman, Clark Gable, and when you stop and think about some of the movies too that have been not necessarily about cars, but have been so intertwined with vehicles, American Graffiti, Bullet, Days of Thunder, the Fast and Furious series, the Gone in 60 Seconds series, Grand Prix, The Italian Job, Le Mans, The Transporter, Vanishing Point. That's just the tip of the iceberg. There have just been so many great films. And then when we stop and think about the television series that have been definitely encased in automotive passion, whether it's Route 66 or whether it's the Dukes of Hazzard or Knight Rider, Chitty Chitty Bang Bang, all the different. It's amazing being the car guy and radio and TV geek that I am. I mean, I just love this stuff, Ken, and I think it's wonderful that you put this club together.
Well, thanks. It was long overdue. I mean, by the time I fired this up, you've got to figure that motion pictures had been around for, oh gosh, well over 100 years, because they actually started in the late 1890s, if I recall, I think 1895 or something like that. And then it pretty much got started here in the States in the early 1900s. But, yeah, and then television came along and in the 50s and probably actually late 40s when it was invented, but started getting into households, if I recall correctly, in the early 1950s. So by the time I started the club, television had been around, oh gosh, 60 years, and like I said, motion pictures, 100 or more, and nobody had ever taken the time to organize the entertainment industry, or the entertainment community, if you will, and seek out the people that are, yeah, they're serious car guys, and just have a club that's industry folks, and just go out and share our passion together, and it's so much fun. It really is.
And certainly when you talk about this great 4th of July fireworks extravaganza held at CBS Television City and combining this event with that, I mean, talk about a home run, and certainly there's a charitable aspect to this as well, and what a great opportunity for families and for folks to get together and have all kinds of fun and see what I've heard is just a spectacular fireworks display.
It really is, and actually it's not a television city, just so that you, in case your listeners on the West Coast are planning on coming, it's at Studio Center, which is in Studio City.
Okay.
Yes, this year's charity is the Children's Tumor Foundation, and that's an extremely good cause. Those that are listening, if they want to check them out online, they can do so. But it's a very, very worthy charity, and the event has benefited that particular charity the last couple of years. So we believe strongly in it and support it every way we can. But yeah, the event is quite huge. I mean, there are thousands of people that attend. And it's just between the fireworks, the live entertainment, etc., and the car show, there's just so much to see and do.
Straight ahead, more with Ken Latka, the founder and president of the Television Motion Picture Car Club, right here on Auto World. Don't go away.
Don't be confused. The way is clear.
GCN, proudly sponsored by UnseenNow.com. Find out how to stop Big Brother in his tracks at UnseenNow.com. This is GCN.
Congratulations, you now own the car of your dreams. Who will you trust, though, to bring your new baby home? Reliable Carriers, the country's largest enclosed auto transport company, will load, ship, and deliver your car anywhere in North America. Your car will be handled with care by our unparalleled staff of professionals. GPS tracking, the nation's largest fleet, 24-hour service, and $5 million of insurance on every load means you can relax knowing your car is in excellent hands. From collector and classic cars to daily drivers, Reliable is the name to trust to get your where it needs to go, safely and on time. Visit ReliableCarriers.com to learn more and request a quote. Reliable Carriers. Vehicles taken seriously.
At 30dayfoodsupply.com, you can now purchase a one-of-a-kind product not available anywhere else, a meatless burger dry mix in four delicious flavors. With our new Oregon Trail Foods vegan burgers, all you do is add water and fry. They need no refrigeration. They're packaged in Mylar bags with an oxygen absorber for a long shelf life. They're non-GMO. They're gluten, soy, nut, and chemical-free, but they're loaded with flavor and a good source of carbs and protein, yet low in sodium. Flavors include Italian, spicy Mexican,
Mexican, 6 vegetable, and black bean olive. Go to 30dayfoodsupply.com or call 541-229-0010 and order today. Eat them every day, take them camping, or save them for an emergency. Check them out at 30dayfoodsupply.com and click on the vegan burger icon. That's 30dayfoodsupply.com, where all of our products are produced in Oregon by Oregon Trail Foods. 30dayfoodsupply.com.
What good is a Big Berkey water filter?
We get that question a lot here at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And in a word, the answer is protection. Protection from water main breaks, E. coli contamination, environmental chemical spills, pesticide runoff, chlorine taste and smell, and all forms of fluoride. Plus, Big Berkey water filters are the original gravity water filter system and most trusted on the market for a reason. Tested by multiple independent NSF EPA certified labs, they are the gold standard in water purification. At only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. That means big savings. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get a Big Berkey today at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit our website or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.
Hey, it's Billy F. Gibbons from ZZ Top, and you're listening right here to Auto World.
The music is from ZZ Top, and there's a band whose success is wrapped all around cars, all the great music videos from the 1980s featuring Billy F. Gibbons and Dusty Hill and Frank Beard. And I know that Billy's over in Europe right now on tour, Ken, and I believe he's a member of the club, is he not?
His application is on the way from what I've been told.
Good.
So
good.
He should be hopefully when he gets back from Europe.
Yeah, that's fantastic. Couldn't have a better guy in the club than Billy. And certainly when you look at how this all got started, I mean, just your own personal story, indulge me here, I think is a real great one to tell, because the media business is certainly a very difficult one, always has been very difficult. It gets, from my perspective, it's more difficult today than it's ever has been on the radio side, and certainly on the print side of the fence. Television is still running strong and always will, but and so will radio. But nevertheless, you made a big decision years ago, and I know it was your mom that actually prompted you to make this big move from Chicago out to the West Coast, and it worked out fantastic. And it just goes to show you that sometimes in life you have to take that big leap. Tell our listeners a little bit about your own personal story.
Well, yeah, for me at the time, it was a risk. I was working for a station, an NBC owned and operated station in Chicago, and after being there a couple of years, somehow the folks out here in Hollywood had heard about me. And I started receiving calls from CBS Television City, and I was really up in the air, because having been born and raised in Chicago, all my friends and family were there, so it was a huge decision. So, yes, I had to sit down with the folks, and after Dad gave his advice, Mom kind of waited until he left the room and then just said, you know what, you should try it, because if you don't, you'll wonder the rest of your life what might have been.
Mm-hmm.
So on that advice, I decided to take the leap, and I've been out here since, it's been 1985. And certainly there's no way in heck that I would have started this particular club in Chicago. So I guess it was destined that I was supposed to move to the West Coast and enjoy the warmer climate and apparently get this club started. So, yeah, it's been an interesting life, to say the least.
Got an interesting email here at Bob at Ottawa Radio, and anybody can email us up here at that address, or you can give us a call here at 855-660-4261, 855-660-4261, if you'd like to nominate your personal favorite car movie of all time. I'd love to hear from you, and we'll give you a cool prize from the Busted Knuckle Garage and Wash Drops. Yeah, just by dialing us up at 855-660-4261. Hello to everybody listening on KXEL, News Talk 1540 in Iowa. Hello to everybody listening down in Alabama on WFTP, and everybody listening coast to coast, border to border, and around the world via GCN Live, AutomotiveRadioNetwork.com. The question is about Frank Sinatra, and the question comes in from Jamie in Tennessee and wants to know if Frank Sinatra was a car guy. And I would have to say yes. I believe Frank owned some T-Birds, and I believe he might have owned one of the Ghia Chryslers as well. I would definitely put Frank and other members of the Rat Pack in that realm of being car guys.
Yeah, Frank did have a 57, I believe, T-Bird that my friends had told me that knew him was one of the most favorite cars he'd ever owned. Somebody had said, and I really need to confirm it, that he might have also owned a Lamborghini Miura, but I'm really not too sure about that. But yes, I was told that Frank was into cars. When he wasn't riding and being chauffeured around in the back seat of something, but I guess he loved the freedom of the T-Bird, putting the top down and cruising all around Palm Springs where he lived.
And certainly when you look at some of the other members of the Rat Pack, Sammy Davis Jr. owned lots of cool cars, and I know he owned a Stutz Bearcat, and also I believe he owned a George Barris vehicle. George, not only a wonderful guy and has done so many wonderful things for the television and movie world, and certainly is just a great guy to talk with on the radio or in person. I believe he did a special Cadillac for Sammy Davis Jr. years ago.
Yeah, I know that George did build something for Sammy. It may have been a Caddy. I'm trying to picture it in my mind. I can't remember, honestly. I know he's done stuff for so many people, Sonny and Cher. I guess they really wanted some tricked-out Mustangs, so George handled that for them. George has just done so many cars, and he's been a member of our club for a couple of years now, and I just love sitting down and having a one-on-one chat with him, because the stories this man has is just phenomenal to have the honor of just sitting like across the table from George.
Yeah.
And just the stories that flow out of his mouth, it's just one incredible story after another, and they're all true. So it's just fascinating to listen to that man. There's just so much history there.
I know one of my favorite moments was at the SEMA show, the big aftermarket show in Las Vegas. 100,000 people in attendance there, and I was doing streaming TV for Motor Trend. I had George on, and he told me a story about Michael Jackson, which I thought was just incredible. And the story about Michael Jackson was Michael came into George's shop with his Rolls Royce, which had scratches on it. And I won't try and impersonate Michael, but he said basically to George, "My car is hurt. My car is hurt." And Michael had put Band-Aids over the scratches.
Michael was a different breed, that's for sure. I had heard he was a very loving human being. I'd never met the man. I didn't know him personally, but I'd heard some stories. And one of the guys just in our club, who is one of the detailers to the Stars, let's say. Used to detail Michael's cars, and Michael had a collection of cars. And again, my memory is kind of leaving me as to exactly what he had, but he had some toys, and apparently a lot of them were black. So Michael would call Chuck up, and Chuck would go over there and bring these cars back to looking like brand new. Just spectacular, as you know, when black cars are clean and detailed.
Yeah.
They look great. They're certainly hard to keep that way, but my goodness, when they're done, they just look beautiful.
So true. Yeah, personally, one of my favorite colors for vehicles, and I own both a black Mustang in my day and a black Corvette, and living in Boston and driving those year-round, it was always a challenge trying to keep them looking.
Did you ever lean, not to interrupt, but do you ever, after it had been out in the sun for a couple hours, you ever lean against
yeah.
that car?
Yeah. Oh
my
boy.
Goodness, they got hot. My first experience was out here with that 96 Impala SS, and we were doing an event somewhere. I was involved with another club at the time, and the car had been sitting out in the sun for, three, 4 hours. And I went to lean against it, and my goodness, had I left my arm up there another second, I probably would have been burned because, holy cow, did it hurt.
That is so true. In addition to all the great members of the entertainment industry that are members of the Television Motion Picture Car Club, Ken, I understand that you have a number of drivers, some great professional race and stunt drivers in the club as well. Tell us about some of these folks.
Oh, gosh. Yeah, pretty much not only with the Hollywood and television personalities that are in front of the camera as well as those behind the scenes, but for these guys, there's people like Samuel Huguenet. You've got Tommy Kendall, and the list goes on. And if you want, we can pick it up on the other side of the break.
We definitely will. I'm getting too excited and not watching the clock here. When we come back on the other side, we'll continue our conversation with Ken Latka, president and founder of the Television Motion Picture Car Club. This is Auto World.
Free from the shackles of corporate America, we're the place for independent thinkers. GCN.
Haynes, the worldwide leader in vehicle repair information for over 50 years, is now available in an electronic format. With Haynes Manuals Online, you get all the trusted content of a Haynes printed manual, but with added features including over 750 color photographs, color wiring diagrams, and videos to help you do the job right. They're formatted for all electronic devices with over 180 titles to choose from. Every Haynes Manual Online is written based on a complete teardown and rebuild of the vehicle. Be sure to check out Haynes.com.
Wash Drops is the unique wash and shine solution. Our scientific wash and shine formula produces amazing results using only one bucket of water and 1 ounce of Wash Drops. No hose, no rinse. It really works. You don't need those full service or drive-through car washes. Use Wash Drops anywhere. Wash Drops, an evolution in car wash solutions. Keep it clean and stay in the green. Buy now at washdrops.com.
Today is an important day. It's your day to be ready, take care of your family, and buy your emergency food supply from the Freeze Dry Guy. Because today, the Freeze Dry Guy introduces our Mountain House and Packaway 1 month food supply. Today, get the Freeze Dry Guy's 30-day premium unit, normally $364, sale priced at $263, save $101. Buy two cases, normally $727, sale priced at $506, save $222. Or choose three 30-day premium units, normally $1,091, now only $748, save $343. From the Freeze Dry Guy. These premium units are packed with the highest quality Mountain House entrees, meats, vegetables, and Packaway brand freeze dried pineapple and dehydrates, such as milk, ABC Stew, and rolled oats, 289 half cup servings. Go to freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. That's freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. Free shipping to the lower 48. Hurry, our Mountain House and Packaway 1 month supply sale ends soon. So call now, 866-404-3663.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Hi, my name is Scott Fuchs, teacher and rowing coach for over 14 years. I was sluggish, overweight, on prescription drugs, and only 30-something. Fortunately, I was referred to Dr. Z, and happy to say Dr. Z's all-natural protocols over a consistent course resolved my health issues. I'm in the best shape of my life, and most importantly, on zero medications.
I'm Dr. Zdanowski, author of Evology, trained as a primary care physician, surgical manipulation under anesthesia, expert in nutrition, diet, weight loss, immune system, and I specialize in chiropractic. My 15 years of professional experience has taught me the four keys to vibrant health: a balanced musculoskeletal system, an integrated nervous system, a flowing lymphatic system, and a body filled with over 90 essential nutrients. This has been a secret too long. Actualize your potential, reverse disease. Call me, Dr. Z. 201-945-1177, 201-945-1177, evolveyourself.com.
Giving your radio a broadcasted tune-up, this is Auto World, and your host, Bob Long.
What a great guest we have. He is Ken Latka, the president and founder of the Television Motion Picture Car Club, and Ken made me a member of this club, and I am so proud to be a member. And recently I made a big move from Boston, spending all my life in Greater Boston, down here to Florida. And Ken, been working on a automotive television project, still got some hurdles with it, but you know, with God's help, my next stop hopefully will be there in California, and then I can attend these events and be there every 4th of July, and well, that will be fun.
We'd love to have you. I mean, you're just such a great radio personality. You're so knowledgeable, and we're honored to have you in the club. And, yeah, that would just be the icing on the cake to have you out here with the rest of us entertainment industry geeks.
Well, let's talk about the question that I posed before that hard network break, and that's about the professional race car drivers as well as the stunt drivers, the behind-the-scenes guys that do a lot of the really, really hard work. You've got a whole slew of these folks in the club.
That we do. I think I had mentioned Samuel Huvanette and Tommy Kendall before the break, and Samuel has done a lot of the driving on the Fast and the Furious films. He's a professional drifter and quite a driver, and an incredible precision stunt driver. You've got people like Tommy Kendall who have a show on, I think it's Fox Sport 1 now, Drive.
Mm-hmm.
They're
yep.
the former Speed.
Yep.
There are people like Tim Michalecki, who is there's a stunt driver, stunt coordinator, just stunt everything. And the cars this guy has, oh my gosh, it starts off with a Ford GT and goes down to a Terlingua Mustang. I mean, my goodness, there must be some money in the stunt side of things. There are other people like Justin Bell, who people see racing at Le Mans from time to time. And Justin's also, well, kind of one of the field reporters, if you will, for Barrett Jackson mm-hmm. when the auctions are held over there on Fox Sport 1. And then we've got Andrew Comrie Picard, who's another professional driver and stunt driver. And then we even go with some legends. We've got people like Tommy Ivo, TV Tommy Ivo, who became very famous in the early 60s, really brought showmanship to drag racing. And Tommy actually started in the motion picture industry as a child actor and got assigned to act in a movie about drag racing and fell in love with the sport so much he decided to quit acting and go full-time drag racing. So there's another guy with stories. You get out here someday, Bob, if you've never talked to Tommy on the phone, the stories this gentleman has are also jaw-dropping.
Oh, that's fantastic. And, of course, many other folks that are part of the club, a lot of famous folks, including, of course, Jay Leno and Adam Carolla, who's just a great collector of wonderful vehicles like Lamborghinis, his prized Miura, loves Astons and Jags, and collects Datsun race cars. And his young counterpart there, Matt D'Andrea from Motor Raider, who's just a great young man as well. I've worked with Matt a little bit, and he's just a really good guy and certainly a great car guy.
Yeah, Matt's a great guy. I actually know Matt much better than I know Adam. And Matt is kind of the go-between between anybody that wants
yes.
to talk to Adam about cars. Until you really get to know Adam well, you kind of got to go through Matt. It's really funny. But, yeah, Matt is a really good guy and definitely a serious car guy. And, oh, gosh, every once in a while he'll be up at Willow Springs testing something from this manufacturer or that manufacturer. And that kid has more fun. I swear he does.
He sure does. He just really... has just a wonderful connection there and wonderful partnership with Adam on his ever-expanding media empire. So congratulations to Matt and all of his great work that he continues to do with Adam Carolla. In addition to the folks that we've touched on, we got an email question here. This one is from Greg. Greg in Oklahoma wants to know, will there be any stars from American Graffiti at the event?
Oh, gosh. Not to my knowledge. Not this year. 2 years ago, we had Paul LaMatte out, who I can't remember his character's name, but he, in the movie, drove the yellow 32 hot rod. And Paul was there. We have had, just before Snake and Mongoose came out, we had Tom the Mongoose McEwen and the producers and director of that film were at our show the same year Paul LaMatte was, as a matter of fact. And then last year we had a slew of people. I think we had eight people, pretty much automotive celebrities. We had Tommy Ivo, who I just mentioned. We had Ed Iski Iskandarian, the Cam father. Brad Fanshaw from Car Warriors.
Good
Ray McClellan. Yeah, Ray McClellan from Car Warriors. Cleo Shelby, who is Carol Shelby's widow.
Sure.
Steve Strope from Pure Vision. Steve's a two-time SEMA Best of Show award winner. Sherry Westrich from Overhaulin' and Mike Curtis from Overhaulin'. And I hope I didn't leave anybody out, but we actually had an autograph table last year, and it was just wall-to-wall automotive celebrities sitting there, and it was a lot of fun.
Before we go any further, why don't we make sure and give out all the proper information about the club, the official website, as well as Facebook information, any other social information or telephone numbers you'd like to give out, feel free to do so.
Well, the club can be found at TMPCC, which, of course, is short for Television Motion Picture Car Club. So it's TMPCC.org, O-R-G, for organization. On Facebook, you can find us under TMPCC : the Television Motion Picture Car Club. So we hope you go there and like us. I'm trying to get daily updates of some of the cars that will be at this year's show. So if you like us, you'll get the updates. And we're getting at least one to two to three vehicles posted that are going to be at the July 4th show. Now, talking about the July 4th show that will be held this Friday, July 4th, at CBS Studios Center in Studio City, California. For more information on the event, in case you're on the West Coast or you're on one of the states that's fairly close to us, you can go to StudioCityChamber.com, and there's ticket information. The gates open at 4:30. All the information you need is there at StudioCityChamber.com, all one word. It's a fun event, Bob, and even if you don't make it out to California in the next year or so, maybe we'll get you to fly out someday. We'll do your show from our show.
Hey, that would be so much fun. Absolutely. Would so much appreciate that opportunity and get the chance to see this wonderful event and get to meet so many of the great folks that you've got involved with the club. And what a wonderful club it is. Let's talk just briefly here a little bit more about some of the cars, because I've been looking at that Facebook you've got some just incredible pictures of vehicles that are going to be in attendance at this year's show on July 4th, and it's happening from 4:30 to 10 p.m. Pacific time, and a lot of these people are of folks that are behind the scenes, like here's Glenn McGuire, who's got an award-winning GTO. That's a beautiful ride. Here's a sweet little 34.5 window, courtesy of member Steve Young. Here's a great car owned by Richard Moray that was used in the television series Knight Rider. That's the more modern rendition of a kit using the Shelby GT500 KR. And then you have me stumped here with one. You're showing an engine bay of a vehicle from the 1980s. When I first saw it, I thought it was, but it's a V8 engine. It looks too big. Yeah, I'm going to have to think
about
this.
Yeah, it's an 8. It's a double supercharged V8. It's stuffed into a Ford. I don't know if we should give the answer away, but for any of your listeners that want to research online, it's owned by Matt and Debbie Hay, H-A-Y. They're one of our folks that are trailering the car from another state. I think we have people coming from 5 or 6 states this year.
Wonderful.
And some of the cars are just amazing. And, of course, we have to have a couple of TV cars, as you mentioned. We've got Richard Moray's GT500, but we'll have the Back to the Future car as well. So if you can come out, come on out. It's a lot of fun.
Excellent. Thank you, Ken, and we'll definitely visit with you again. But in the meantime, happy July 4th and have a great show this year.
Thank you, Bob. You do the same.
Thank you. That's going to do it for this hour of Auto World. My name is Bob Long. Thanks for coming along for the ride.
Henry Ford once said, "A man who stops to advertise and save money is like a man who stops the clock to save time." Alex Castle here, the National Account Executive at GCN. I have the ability to customize a national radio campaign based on your budget while targeting your demographic. Contact me to find out how national radio can help your business be more profitable at 877-996-4327, extension 177. That's 877-996-4327, extension 177, and help me help you bring your business to the next level.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Moms of America, stand up and stop taking abuse from your kids.
I pledge never to let my kid disrespect me ever again.
I pledge to stop letting my daughter walk all over me.
I pledge to stop living in fear of my son's anger.
I pledge never to feel like a bad parent ever again. Because I'm not.
I pledge to stop letting my child's behavior control my home.
I pledge to be a mom with kids who listen. A total transformation mom.
I'm Janet Lehman, co-creator of the Total Transformation Program. We created the Total Transformation to help parents with difficult child behavior. Now, I'm giving it away free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. We'll let you keep it for free.
Call 1-800-256-7795. That's 1-800-256-7795. Call now. Call 1-800-256-7795. That's 1-800-256-7795.